storm. That's tough. Because I don't know, every one of us has got different things going on in our life. Different things God wants to do in our life, you know. And Satan also has an agenda. I mean, he has an agenda he wants in our life, and he brought it into a lot of our lives before we got born again. But that Sam Tucker ain't bringing nothing into my life.
Amen.
And I stopped it. I stopped it because Jesus stopped it.
That's right.
Jesus stripped him of all power.
Amen.
And the Bible says that Jesus gave us power over all the power of the enemy.
Yep.
And nothing by any means can hurt us. So ain't no need in us laying down letting him fool us that he has power in our lives, that he can do something. Now, if we're not submitted to the lordship of Jesus, if we're not born again, we're under his control. He's our father, the devil. Because Jesus, I told a guy that one time, no, I would never be against God. I said, God's word's true. It says, if you're not for me, you're against me. I said, you're against the Lord. I said, and there's no way you being against the Lord that the Lord can bring his blessing and empower your life. I said, you've got to be for the Lord, with the Lord, going with the Lord, walking with the Lord. I said, then he can empower you to succeed. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You hearing me this morning?
Amen.
Standing in the storm. How many knows we must learn how, and I'm still learning, how to remain steady in the storms that come our way.
Amen.
I mean, we must learn how to be, how we must develop. Develop.
Right.
Somebody say develop.
Develop.
That's why a lot of Christians don't go there.
Yep.
Because we got to develop. We got to develop a relationship with the Lord. We have to develop, you know, stamina in the Lord, how not to come unglued when things are not going in our favor. I mean, those things are not always going to go in your favor, although you are a true, born again, love the Lord, man of God or woman of God.
Amen.
I mean, Monty couldn't read the whole book of martyrs. I mean, it's awful what God's people went through back under in the beginning of Christianity and bringing the grace message in, and idolatry and Satan worshiping and all of that stuff going on, and trying to serve Jesus in the middle of it. We really got it easy. I mean, we're not heavily persecuted as a church. Oh, you're going to have a little bit every now and then. Hey, they think they are. I've got that for a few years, you know. Who does he think he is coming into Bluntsville? Hey, the church is down here. Why can't he just go there? See, but you know what? I just let it roll off like water on a duck's back because God told me to do it, and it don't make no difference. See, that's a little bit of persecution is all I'm saying. But you know what? The ones that persecuted us love us now, D.
Amen.
They glad. They see the difference we made in our community. We wasn't here for any other reason other than following the will of God, doing the. And I mean, those, when we're doing that, it will cause us to be stable. It will help us to become stable in the storms of life.
Amen.
See, storms, in order to experience victory, you know, some of you's going through storms with your body. Well, the doctor says, and the doctor says, we respect doctors. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I respect doctors, but I speak to my body.
Amen.
My doctor don't have the authority over my body like I do.
Amen.
I have authority over my heart, my lungs, my brain, my thinking, my feeling. I am in authority over that. God has given me authority over this temple, this body.
Amen.
God has given you authority over your body, your temple. Well, Grandpa had it. We're not talking about Grandpa.
Amen.
We're not talking about Grandma, and it runs in the family and all of that. We already know that. But the Bible says in Galatians 3:13, we've been redeemed.
Amen.
Y'all quiet because you're getting it.
Bless the Lord.
Come on, Lord, give us revelation this morning.
Amen.
But God, we redeemed from diabetes. And we redeemed. We're redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We're redeemed from inflammation, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're redeemed, Lord, from back pain and back trouble, Lord. And we're redeemed, Lord, from weak muscles. And we're redeemed. We're redeemed. And we may feel weak, Lord, but we say, let the weak, said, let the weak say that they're strong.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, that's a storm. But Satan wants this to be. Now, that's the way it is when you get 54. That's what he's told you, Keith. That's the way it is when you get 52. And when you get, and Mikey stands up here, I don't feel 60. I said, that's me.
Amen.
I'm a few years behind him, but by God, that's the way I'm going to be. Right. Hallelujah. Well, my body tells me different.
That's right.
My body does tell me different. I'm not saying all that don't exist. Don't get me wrong. You know, I'm not saying that things don't exist to challenge us. But every storm that comes into our life, we're to be steadily on the Word of God, trusting the Lord, speaking it out of our mouth. Hallelujah. We're not just blabbing it to grab it and claim it. We're speaking in line with God's word. God, you said in 1 Peter 2:24, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. I receive that in my neck. I receive that in my body. I receive that in my lungs. I receive it.
Amen.
And then the devil wants to say, oh, but it's raging. You're going to die. You're going to die young. That's a storm. Give me that
first one. That. And the same, this is Jesus' name. Same day when the evening was come, he's talking to the disciples. Here Jesus talking to the disciples. Let us pass over to the other side. And then when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there was also with him other little ships. Go ahead. And there arose a great storm. Somebody say storm.
Storm.
You're going along just fine, and all of a sudden here comes the storm.
Your brother's mad at you. Your sister's mad at you. The lot bill went up. The air conditioner went out in your car. You couldn't out and realize you had two bald tires on there and you hadn't noticed. Come on, somebody. Something coming up. Your neighbor's cat's over eating your dog food.
Bless me.
Come on, somebody. Storms come up in our life. Hallelujah. Yeah. Teresa's not acting right. Scotty's not acting right. Come on, somebody. Storms come up in our lives. They're here in his mouth. Jesus done told them, let's go to the other side. He done told us, come on, follow me. I'll make you fishers of men, right? He said, if you follow me, you won't walk. He done give us the word. If you follow me, you won't walk in darkness. You won't walk blinded to the enemy. You'll have an anointing from the Holy Ghost, and you know all things, James said.
Hallelujah.
So see, he done told us, come on, let's go. Let's go to that promised land. Let's walk through this. This is not your home. You're only walking through your pilgrims. That's what the Bible says. So we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're born of another world. We're born of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God lives on the inside of me and you. If you're not born again, then that Spirit don't live on the inside of you. And it can't empower you like it empowered Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 8:16, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me, it will quicken my mortal body.
Amen.
You have life to, strength to.
Come on.
I mean, Samson, if Samson can tote the gates of a city,
yeah.
I mean, there ain't no way. They built, that gates of a city, huge gates. If Elijah can outrun horses, I've never outrun a horse. But God, I've tried to catch them before. With a rope coming back, I can't catch a 30-mile-an-hour horse. Elijah outrun those horses. He outrun chariots. These people didn't do this by their own strength. They was trusting God. They were servants of God Almighty, and He's the same God today. We've got people, you know, that's in the church. Well, you know, you never know what God will do. He's a mysterious God. Sometimes He does, sometimes He don't. We can't listen to that kind of doctrine and believe God.
Amen.
God is stable,
amen.
Steadfast, unmovable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God, His word don't change from when it was wrote till now. He's the same God today as He was when Jesus walked the seas of Galilee. He's the same God. He said, I am the Lord your God, and I change not. He said, I am the Lord your God that healeth thee.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, I go to doctors, but I don't trust in them. I don't trust in them. I trust in Jesus to get on them doctors if I'm going to the doctor. I trust in Jesus. When I take medicine, I don't trust in the medicine, but God, I'll say, Lord, you're working your anointing with this medicine, God, because this medicine only gets rid of the symptoms, God, but you are a healer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Storms. Now look, he said, and Jesus, he, Jesus, was in the hinder part of the ship asleep. Glory to God. I mean, they're in a storm. It's tearing the boat apart. If you study it out, it wasn't no little wind come up. This was a storm that was beating the ship apart. And I mean, you know, they go wake Jesus. He's sleeping. Do you think Jesus didn't know that storm was raging?
Right.
He's God. Let's read on. And they awaking and saying to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Go ahead. And he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? When that storm come up, they should have been resting like Jesus. He's been teaching them the word of God. They're following with him daily, and he's teaching them the word of God. And so he tells them here, why is it that you fear? Why do you not have faith? See, fear torments. Fear causes you to make wrong choices. That's why I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid to die. I ain't ready to go, and I'm not going nowhere, but I am absolutely got rid of fear of death. But God, I'm not going to be in bondage. I took the Bible and I meditated on that scripture where it says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And the devil told me one time, he said, you're going to die young. I said, you can't kill me, you idiot. And if I do die young, but God, I'm never going to die, devil. You understand? I'm not going to ever die. To leave to my last breath here is my first and with the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to be with him always. So see, I took that and I'm not afraid to die.
Yeah.
See, fear has torment. Mm-hmm. Tell the priest, I said, just smoke me, man. You know, cremate me. I said, just smoke, burn me. I'm not there anyway.
That's
right. Just burn me. It'd be a lot cheaper, $10,000 to bury me. Just burn me, man. What they charge, $1,200? Go ahead and put me in the ground. Big deal. I'm not there. I'm with Jesus.
Amen.
Let's see. Oh, he'll smother in there. Oh, let's put him a big coffin down there. Let's put him a vault where no water can get in there. Oh, God. Now, I'm not saying that's wrong,
yeah.
But you dig that up in a couple of years, there's going to be a pile of bones and some dust there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, literally, we came from the dust and we're going to return to the dust. The real me and you is on the inside of here. And this body and this world system and way of doing and is not to dictate how we worship the Lord, how we serve the Lord. We're going to believe him in the storm and we're going to get results. We're going to speak to the storm. Jesus is in us.
Amen.
Amen.
And he gives us his word, so we speak his word and it's done, just like here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, I went through, I didn't have no insurance, and I went through open heart surgery. My bill was $130,000. I went in there and put in there for assistance and all of that stuff, you know, like you do. They got charity funds and blah, 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 all that. And I went through, you know, and I'm thinking, yes, Jesus, this is the way. Jesus is going to work in this. Jesus is going to work in this. He's going to anoint this, anoint these with words, Lord. Sent it down there, sent me a letter tonight.
Yeah.
tonight. $130,000. And I thought to myself, I'm finished. You know, it'd take me the rest of my life to pay that. You know, and I thought, man, this is real. I'm talking about storms. I'm not talking about just my little peon situation here. And I'm fixing to give you a breakthrough God answer.
Amen.
I'm fixing to tell you what my God is able to do. But I've been through some storms before. Wasn't my first storm, Johnny? And I've learned, praise God, by the Holy Spirit reminding me when the storm comes to be steady. Don't come unglued. Don't make wrong choices. Don't get into fear. Don't start panicking. This is something you've got to build in your life. You're like God. And when you do that, He is a patient God. He's not moved by nothing. I mean, He's sitting on the throne and He's ruling and reigning through us.
Hallelujah.
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 And so I thought, man, what am I going to do? I'll never be able to get this paid back. I just gone. Then I thought, go bankrupt on them. I thought, I got good credit. I got a good name that I believe for years. See, don't start compromising what you believe, hallelujah, because you've got a storm going on that's a new storm, one you ain't never been in, uncharted waters, and you don't understand what to do in your mind. It's not a time to start leaning to your own understanding in the storm. You will make some major wrong choices.
Come on.
I stood on that word and I said, glory to God, I'm going to pay it. Hallelujah. God, I don't know how. I don't care. I'm not going. So I called them up and I said, listen, I said, man, God denied me. Well, you make too much. I said, well, I mean, God, you know, I needed some help. Well, you're denied. I said, okay. I said, I'm going to pay $250 a month on this one right here, the $130,000. Whatever, there was two of them. Yeah, $130,000, and then the other one was doctors, $15,000 or something, separate from the hospital bill. And I said, I want to pay $250 a month on that doctor bill, and I'm paying $250 a month on the other one. Because I done made up my mind, this storm is not going to ruin my credit. This storm is not going to bring my faith down. But God, I believe God, and He'll bring it in.
Amen.
I just got to get in agreement and get this thing settled. And while I was on the phone, she said, okay, let me go to my manager, whoever's under her. She comes back and she said, I don't know what just happened. She said, but my manager said, if you would pay, I don't forgot what it was, $300-something.
Yeah, $300-something.
If you would pay $300-something today, that they would wipe out the $130,000. I said, by golly, hold on a minute, let me get my card out.
Thank you, Jesus.
But God, I whooped that card out, and in one instant, because I wouldn't give back down to that storm, I believe it's because I wouldn't back down to that storm. I quit looking at the impossibility. I quit looking at what it looked like. I quit letting it talk to me, and I started telling it, you ain't going to control me. God is a God that'll come through for me. See, and if you do that, you're depending on it not costing you nothing, because God's going to take care of you, right? Well, I've got that $130,000 gone.
Yeah.
Woo, boy. I felt like, glory to God, I didn't even have to wake Jesus up.
Amen.
Amen.
I didn't even have to wake Him up. I didn't make my choices based on what He's been telling me all these years. Hallelujah. And God wiped that out. He wiped that out. Now I got insurance and I didn't get it to be legal. I've been getting surgeries everywhere. But God, I'd have got me some insurance and I'd been getting cut and sewed up and all kinds of stuff and fixed. That got something else right, I get it fixed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe for that sinus surgery since 2009. And bless God, I knew one day I'd get it. I got it. I'm doing good. Hallelujah. I bet you I can suck a fly out and spit him out the other side. Now they drill me out and ground them bones and open me up. Baby, it's so deep. I mean, it's so deep. I mean, I feel it deep. Boy, I'm flowing, baby. Somebody told me, why aren't you? and getting awful close to your brain. I said, well, I think they've had my heart laid out in their hand. If that ain't kill me, I said, that sure can't kill me. Hallelujah. Well, see, we got to not just sing it in church, but we got to believe it. Victory, oh, victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Stand on the word. Let the Lord do the battle. Victory, oh, victory is mine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, it's ours. Yep. It's so we don't go through and let the storm go, oh, I don't know what we're going to do, Lord. Oh, Lord. No, we know what we're going to do. We're going to believe God.
Amen.
Don't get in that nobody knows the troubles I have. Don't get in there saying that in your living room, bless God. You get in there, shut that off, and get you some preaching going on in your living room, and you get up and begin to shout the glory in your living room and say, glory to God, I know one that knows. I might be going through this storm, but this storm's not going to go through me. This storm's not going to make me. This storm's not going to break me, bless God. I'm going to go through this storm, and I'm going to the other side.
That's right. Come on.
See, they can't nothing stop them, Johnny. He said, let's go to the other side. A whale could have swallowed that ship, and they'll still end up on the other side because Jesus said it.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. If he says victory's ours, then we bless God. It don't matter how many waters we have to tread through. We just keep our head above the water, bless God. Keep it looking unto Jesus, the author, and knowing that we come out of this one and we go, we might go in another one, but bless God, we're going to come out of it too.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, it's just so bad over my house. Listen, this faith works. It don't matter what's going on at your house.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. These storms that come into our, it don't make no difference what's going on at your house. Ain't Jesus, ain't he able to do abundantly above greater?
Yes.
I laid my hands on my house and owed 100. See, you owe $100,000 and your interest rate is 6%. You owe $175,000. You don't just owe 100. You're going to pay 175 or 185. So I went around. I got that first one in there, praising God for my house. Woo, glory. Believed you for 10 years, God. Oh, yes, hallelujah. Give me glory to God. Got the first one, and my interest was $700. So it's $550 to $600 a month. Interest. Now, but Paul Jesus. Oh. Now, lady Teresa, I told her, I said, don't ever let me see that again. I didn't look at him again, Johnny. I go out there, that thing on me all day long. Oh, you have it on. Ooh, that was a whopper. Our payments are nearly $900 a month, $500-something going to interest, man. That's awful. Awful. And so I went out there and laid hands on the house, and I said, glory to God, you belong to me, not me in the bank. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, that you'll speed this thing up, bless God. Well, you know what? It wasn't too long. The interest rates dropped. We was there, I guess, about a year. I think it was. The interest rates dropped. And I thought, and the Lord said, refinance the house. I thought, they probably won't do it. Come on, those thoughts ain't yours. God said, refinance the house. I'm not going to wonder if they're going to do it or not. They're going to do it. If Jesus said they're going to do it, then what are they going to do? They're going to do it. So I had this attitude. I'm going to call them. And I'm going to, you know, if they talk like they don't want to, I'm going to tell them, I'm giving you the first opportunity to make money off of me. You're the first one. I thought, y'all want me. Y'all want me. The banks want you. They love you, man. Love you. Oh, yeah, come on over to People's. No, come over to Cadence. We'll give you a good deal. They want you. So I called them up. Went through. Yeah, fine, refine. Yeah, well, I had to fax them some papers and stuff. We don't see no problem. I said, okay. Well, they said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to take 5 years off. Well, that's going to raise your payments. I said, I don't care. I want to take 5 years off of it. Raise my payments up. Well, you can go 30 years. I said, no. Now, Because I'm thinking, I'm doing this to go forward, not backward.
Amen.
And so I made $37,000 by one instruction from the Lord, refinance. Took off 5 years. It saved made $37,000.
Yes. God's good.
See, this is the God you serve. But now, when the storms come, you can't look at it like it's impossible. I taught Travis, and then I had to hold him back. You know, you can get in pride with anything. Pride, God resists the proud. Yeah. You proud and prideful and all that, God resists you. Yeah. You ain't getting no favor from the Lord, none. Yeah. Told Travis, I said, boy, we're not beggars. We are not beggars. I quit begging when I got saved. Because you know, if you're a beggar,
I called back, oh, you reckon I might get along, get me in trouble? Well, I mean, I can pay it back.
That's beggar. You find out the Lord? I was behind on everything. Lord said, buy you a truck. I told Travis, find me one. He found me a truck. I'm behind on everything. Everything. House. I'm behind at the bank, I'm calling. The Lord said, do it. I done learned, you know, cast them thoughts out. So I called up, talked to the one that would turn you down for anything. I talked to that one. Just give me the rub. Dana, Dino, or whatever her name was. Dino or Dana or something. I said, give me Dino. I got the one that turns you down. I want the one that turns you down. Because I'm fixing to say my God. See, right in the middle of the storm, God said, get you a truck. So Travis found me one, quadra steer. The back tires turn when you turn. You push a button, baby. I mean, it had lights in the fenders and all kind of stuff. Quadra steer. You throw a button, boy, you could turn a trailer. Richard needs one of them. We're both of them turned front and back. Boy, you can jack knife a trailer right quick, put it in anywhere back. So I called her up. Yeah, I said, I need a truck. She said, you got the bin? She said, well, hold on. She pulled up. She said, you're behind on everything. I said, I know it. You're behind on it. I said, I know it. Well, you're going to pay, ain't you? I said, yeah. I want this truck.
Well, send me the title.
Okay, I drove that truck on.
Amen.
I'm convinced whatever God says. See, and then when a storm comes into your life, and that storm's trying to tell you, things ain't going to get no better in my body, things ain't going to get no better in my marriage, things ain't going to get no better. I know what it is to have marital trouble. I've been married 36 years, sweetheart. You ain't married 36 years unless you got a few. You need a black belt, a white belt, and a red belt, and judo belt. You need to know some kung fu. You need to know some stuff to defend yourself. At times, right? Block them blows. Then you need to have a plan ahead of time in case you don't block it. When you're getting up, what you gonna do? Come on, somebody, you gotta get some experience. You got to experience, man. But I've got experience in trusting the Lord. I've got experience in, I don't care what it looks like, God, I'm not going to start making wrong choices, God, and stupid choices to mess up my future. That's what Satan wants. We're smarter than the devil. When a storm's coming, it's time for us to sit down and relax. Like Jesus in the hinder ship, don't get caught up in the storm. Don't let the storm take you into it. Hallelujah. I mean, God is bringing the body of Christ into the greatness of the end move of God. And he's getting us ready, black God, to handle the outpouring of God's Spirit that's going to be poured out in this last day, that the heathen, the people are going to run to the body of Christ to know the Lord. Things, trouble coming on the earth, and life has just been bad to them. They're going to turn to the church and they're coming in. And we're going to train them up in the ways that we've been going.
That's right.
Amen.
The Bible says, follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. I'm not interested in following them in their living room this morning. I'm not interested in following them. You don't have to go to church to be a good Christian. I've never heard a preacher preach that. I've heard the body of Christ preach it. I've never heard a preacher say you ain't got to go to church to be a good Christian. But I've heard Christian people say it. I've heard that's doctrines of demons.
Yeah.
I'm going to church because I am a good Christian. I am a soldier of the Most High God. I am the healed of God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I want the will of God because greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. Now I have to keep Him stirred up on the inside, or I don't want the things of the kingdom, because the things of the kingdom cost me. They make me sacrifice, Johnny. I don't get to sleep late. I don't get to do people wrong. You know, I got to be on time at work. Different things.
Amen.
It causes me to want to love my enemy where I used to want to help them, choke them. Plan, lay there all night, plan on exactly how you're going to hit them and make plans for them. See, my brother was a pool shark. He's gone now. Gone be the Lord. I used to go to watch him. Dad shooting pool, and I was watching. And my brother, he could see 5 shots ahead, 5 or 6. I mean, he could see the end shot if he got a chance to get to make a shot. You know, he planned all of that ahead. He planned, and I've seen him break and make one, and never nobody else get a shot. He knew how to put that ball, stop it, turn it, move it. I mean, he knew. He knew how to hit that ball, make that shot, bring that ball over to this one in the side. Never have to just cut you down. You know how he got that way? Practice.
Right.
He wasn't born to come out.
Oh, Daddy, you got a pool stick, Daddy? I feel like I'm a pool player. Now he goes, Mama, milk.
Come on, somebody. You look born shooting pool. He got good at shooting pool because he went to the pool hall. And he went to the pool hall. And he went to the pool hall. And he went to the pool hall. Well, you know what? We can get good at the shots that we pull if we stay in the Word. The Word is the pool hall. See, anybody can say,
yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yeah! And then go out, clean. Hello, how are you? I'm in pain.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was watching y'all online and y'all traded them in, didn't you?
Oh, I forgot. Yes, my pain's gone. I traded them in.
See, we got a master to where that phone rings, and we say, hello.
Come on.
And they say, how are you? Well, glory to God, I'm healed. Hallelujah. That pain chief tried to tell me I ain't, but by God, I'm not listening to that pain, and I sure ain't telling you my confession.
Right.
I mean, the Bible says, as we have believed, therefore we speak. It don't say as we feel. It don't say, God understands. God understands your big toe hurts. Hey man, you know they did surgery? They did open heart surgery on me, you know, all that good stuff. And I get out and my hands are, I can't stand nothing touching my hands. My two fingers on both sides, they're semi-numb and on fire. When you touch them, are fine if you can't touch them. I Googled it. People 3 or 4 years later, I still ain't no good. I thought, oh my God, cut it off. 2.5 years. I haven't been out of surgery for a few weeks. And I'm trying to find out how long will it come back? Is it going to last or whatever? Well, you know what? My answer ain't on Google.
Right.
Like God, people without God ain't going to experience what I experienced. And before I listen to their counsel, I gotta get in touch with them. Are you saved? You know, you've been 2 years, man. Are you saved or not? I mean, then I could determine maybe it is gonna stay. But they don't give you that option in there. You know, you can't find out. So you could be taking counsel from a heathen. I mean, oh, the Bible says, sit not in the counsel of the ungodly. Everybody ain't saved. You Google it. Give their experience. They're not saved. That's counsel. And the devil said, see there. Nope. I said, you lying idiot, but God, I don't care what experience you have. Maybe ain't none of these knows how to stand on the word like me. I don't know. They may not know you like I know you, Lord. But God, you're my healer. You delivered me. You give me my marriage, Lord. You saved me from suicide. You brought me into an abundant place, God. You brought me up here where I don't want nothing, Lord. And but God, yeah, I'm not Googling nothing. I'm Googling that Bible. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah, but Papa, I'm telling you, ain't listening to what I'm saying. I don't care if Papa had it, Mama had it, Aunt Ruth, Aunt Susie, Uncle Sam, whoever. We've been redeemed.
Amen.
The Bible says we have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. The Bible says the law of the spirit of liberty, of life, no, not what right.
Life in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Has set me free. See, we got to take the storms of life and make them do what we want them to do.
Yeah.
Well, I went on and I told my hands. I spoke up. And other than that, I was like, hey, you came back.
Amen.
It's almost been 2 years. I don't care how long it takes. It's back. This one ain't there yet.
Hallelujah.
Yet. You know what yet means? You're coming.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of foolish. Got this one. Got this one. Black got it myself fully, but I got it. I got it. I nearly shoot a bird down. Couldn't hardly control it. They wouldn't go down. I ain't going to do it. I got them back, baby. I got them back. These are coming over here. Then if I did backslide, which I won't, I'll shoot everybody a bird. I don't like nobody. When I'm backslid, I don't like myself, man. I guy the other day riding my bumper, and I told him, I said, you better be glad I'm saved. I was talking to him to the back. Yes, you better be glad I'm saved, dude, you know, and he ain't hearing me. I'm letting you know, well, you better be glad I'm saved. Black God, I'll get me a Bahama trip, man. I used to do it. Nobody had insurance then. But mandatory. We got insurance now. I can go to the Bahamas. You know, you want to ride my bumper? I'm gonna get a Bahama trip out of you. Don't do that. That's not Christian life. Everybody like, yes, Jesus, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. I knew it was okay. I didn't have a right to ride. No, no, no. You listen to the devil now. Nah, man, we got to develop the love of God in the middle of this chaotic traffic.
Amen.
See, because the thing about it is, we got some Bahama trips coming from the Lord, and Satan's trying to take them from us.
Yep.
We got blessings coming our way, and Satan wants to keep us down here in the muddy water. Man, we're getting out into clear water.
Amen.
Clear vision, bless God.
Hallelujah.
We got to stay, you know, I mean, I brought this sermon. Which ain't even preached
one.
I brought this sermon to the church back under whatever it was. I don't remember what, a few years back, several years back. And that Sunday, the Lord gave me the sermon. I brought it, you know, and preached it. And I'm like, Lord, God, that's a good sermon. That was a good sermon. Well, Tuesday night, a storm comes. And it started hailing at my house and beat all my windshields out and beat holes in my house top. And I'm out there and I'm watching it. I'm standing on the back porch and I'm watching it beat my windows and windshields and stuff out, and I'm feeling just sick. You ever just feel sick? Just sick.
Yeah.
So I go, I thought, I can't watch this. So I go in the house and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. That's what they done. They hear, oh my God. Jesus, get up.
Right.
Go in there, walk through the house, water running in. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And the Lord said, what'd you preach Sunday? Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Yep.
He said, what'd you preach Sunday? I thought, I got to think, what am I going to preach? I'm going to preach. Steady in the storm. Steady in the storm, Lord. He said, you got to stay steady in the storm. I was coming unglued. Yeah. My house is being beat up. My windows are being knocked out. And everybody that I've ever heard, and that church company ain't going to let it rip you off. They never give you enough to do nothing. So those thoughts start coming, blah, blah, blah. And so I told the Lord, I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I'm not putting my trust in the insurance company. I'm not going to put my trust in the adjusters. I'm not going to help them out. But God, I'm going to give my address and leave. Well, you know what? Me and Teresa have been believing for a metal roof and little pop house and different, believing for some different things, you know. And so the adjuster comes out and I said, there it is, man. You need me, holler at me. I want to go around and show him every scratch on every brick. Make sure I get all enough money to cover everything. You know what I'm saying? That's self-preservation. If I really trust the Lord, then I can send the anointing out there on the dude.
Amen.
Well, he goes on and he come down off the ladder. And he said, you know what? I said, yeah, what's that? He said, I think I'm just going to give you $75 a square. He said, time I'm done. He said, you'll have enough left. He said, you'll have enough to put a metal roof on here if you want one.
Amen.
I said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I like that anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looked up there and he said, is that yours? I said, yeah, that's my property too. I said, you got to go get my boys out there too. He's got his house. And Travis, I'm going to show him this screen. I'm going to show him this. He walked around. He found every dent on his house, boy. I mean, he's going to show him everything. I told him, I said, I wouldn't do that. I said, I wouldn't do that if I were you. I said, but I'm not you. I said, that's self-preservation. I said, I would trust the Lord. Let him climb on your house. Don't show him nothing. He paid his trucks off and stuff, didn't he? Got his house big, paid his trucks off with the rest of it left.
Amen.
Now everybody tell me I'm insurance company. Y'all gotta get the anointing. I'm insurance company, they in the pinch, man. But God ain't. God ain't the pinch.
Amen.
He can call them to come. He can jack them off that money. You ever seen God jack them up? Jack them up. Jack it on up. That's what he did. He said, that's yours. I said, yeah, that's mine, man. I said, but there ain't no holes or nothing. Nah, we going up there. And I said, well, bless God, let's go. He goes up there, and I'd put a little lean-to with some tin I'd had, you know, about since I was born, I guess, rusted all down on the backside. And I'd throw it up there just to put wood under. He'd come down off of there, and he said, I'm going to give you this for this. And I'm like, whoa. And he said, let's go around back. And I said, nah, man, just leave that off. I said, come on, man, don't even do that. That's just an old lean-to. You sure, Mr. Weston? Are you sure? I mean, he's begging me to give him more.
Praise God.
And I'm like, nah, man. Just don't worry about that. Just don't know that. I'm feeling guilty for Alpha. I'm hating it for Alpha now. I'm like, God's jacking it up. Well, you know what, but God, we paid, we got us a metal roof on there. Yeah, hallelujah. Metal roof on there. Got the pump house paid for. You know, he built the dude built the, and we give him, what was it, $2,000 extra? I think we give him $2,000. We just decided we just wanted to bless him. Mm-hmm. And so after we paid him, we just handed him $2,000. He said, let's give him some money. I said, yeah, let's just get, and we still have money left.
Amen.
Praise God.
See, what I'm saying here, God was saying, don't panic in the storm so I can bring the results that I want to you in the storm. If you panic in the storm, God's hands are tied. Psalm 78 said they limited the Holy One of Israel, turned back in their heart. I would never turn back in my heart. When you go to fearing and yielding to it, you are turning back in your heart.
Amen.
Your mind can tell you you ain't all day long, but your actions will prove it. You'll self-preserve. You'll try to. You'll get into fear. You'll make wrong choices. You'll put yourself in bondage.
Yep.
Every time. That's why I used to go get Teresa. I'd run after her when she'd leave me. Because I was afraid she's going to meet somebody before she gets to mama's. I got to chase her around before she gets to mama's. I got to make sure she makes it to mama's and never see nobody. Then I'm afraid she's going to meet up with somebody and I ain't going to never get her back. Got saved over there and she leaves. She leaves. And I'm like, I'm not going after her this time, though, Scott. I got saved. Now I didn't have no fear. So I go through the house and I'm like, she's coming back, ain't she, Lord? And he said, the Lord told me, he said, if you'll serve me, he said, I'll bring your family back. And I knew what he was talking about. I just got born again. I go turn it on TV. And TV says, and God says, hey, girl, that preacher. He said, anoint your house with oil. I thought, what are you talking about? You know, he said, you know, anointing oil. I thought, I wonder what anointing oil is. He said, oh, forget it. He said, get your Crisco. I thought, but God, we got Crisco in there. I went in there and got the Crisco out of the cabinet, but God, and I Criscoed the house. I Criscoed the ice. I thought she might get some tea. And so I took the ice tray out and I Criscoed the ice tray, the handles, the doorknob on that. I thought she going to come through the front door. So I went up there and I Criscoed the doorknob out there. She comes in. What the blank is this? What the blank? I mean, she's cussing me out. What the blank? We were cussers, you know. Now we're preachers. We cuss like we preach. You know? She's out there, what the blankety blank is this? All about the grease all over everything. She comes in, yes, God, what the blank you been doing? What have you been putting on the house? I mean, she just wide open, you know. I didn't tell her nothing, honey. I thought, blood, God, it's oil, I guess. Or, you know, cooking grease or something. Like God, well, every time she's touching something, I didn't know if it's something's going, boof, boof, boof. We're used to it, go, oh, baby, please, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to smack your face in. Would you please come back and look at these stripes on my back where you got the end head off the TV? I was quit like Jesus. By these stripes, you're healed. But this time I wasn't going after her. I had a peace that passed all understanding, flooding on the inside of me, glory to God. I got born again, hallelujah. I don't know how to be a Christian. I'm just saved.
Amen.
I don't even know at that time how to be a Christian. I've seen some of these religious things.
Hey, you want to go to church with me?
They're sad. And I'm like, no. I'm going to the bar, man. I have more fun in the bar than the church. You like, I told my sister one time, I said, you look like you've been sucking on a lemon. Don't ask me to go to church. I'm not going over there. People got joy in them go in order to have joy in church. Right? I don't really like it over there, a bunch of stiff-necked people, but God wants me to go to church. I ain't going over there. I tell everybody, how's your congregation? Oh, man, they love everybody. They got limber necks. They're not stiff-necked at all. They're humble. They love one another, man. These people right here, they'll almost give you the car, hallelujah. That's what I tell them about this church.
Yeah.
Talk some pastors up about the stiff neck, you can't move them for nothing. Hard to preach over, nah, it's your fault. You got to fast and pray and get your mind off the congregation. Get your mind on the Lord, hallelujah. What the Lord say? See, that's what you got to do in your situation. And don't let the storms of life move you away from the shield.
That's right.
Stay on the shield. Talk to the Lord. Talking to a guy yesterday, he said, well, I don't know a whole lot. I said, I don't either. He said, well, how long have you been saved? I said, 27 years. Well, you know a lot more than me. I said, I don't know, man. Might not, you know, man. I don't know much. I said, how much could you know at 27? Travis thinks he knows everything, but he don't. He's 29. I ain't taught him everything. I ain't taught him everything.
Oh, we already know how to swim, Papa.
I said, let's take them floats out.
No, I can't touch the bottom.
I said, I thought you knew how to swim. You don't know how to swim. You know how to float. Swimming's different than floating, right?
Right.
You take all that off, and then you start paddling. My daddy took me out there and he said, okay, boy, Come on, let's go out in the river.
I'm like, okay, Dad. I'm hanging on his arm, boy. I don't know how to swim yet. He gets out there. He stretches me out and leaves me. And back floats to the... And I go... I go down. Ain't no bottom. I'm trying to reach the bottom. Ain't no bottom. I'm like, oh, man. So I start doing like a little puddle. I made it to the top. And before you know it, I'm on top of the water. Well, I'm going to Daddy. He told me, he said, swim, kick, or drink. And he backed off and left me. I mean, that's a true story. Now, Mom, she wanted to shoot him in the head because she was scared of water. You couldn't get her in the water. She's afraid of drowning. You couldn't even get her out there in her toes in the water. She'd go fishing. She ain't sitting close to the bank. She's up here, out far from here to the water. Woo! And you get a fish, you drag it, it's done dead time. She gets it real good. She ain't getting nowhere close to that water, man. I told her one time, I said, Mom, why don't you get closer to the water? No! And if I fall in, boy, I can't swim. I mean, the fish are done dead. Seriously, time to get reeled up across the ground, man. But listen to me. I know I'm being a little funny today. But you know, you got to stay steady in the storm. You don't get, we're not like the world. We don't come unglued. We don't panic. We don't whine and complain. We praise Him. We praise Him in the storm. We praise Him in the bad times, not just in the good times. If we can only praise Him on the mountaintop experience, most of the time we ain't going to be praising Him. Because you know, God works in the valleys. You know, in the valleys where the fighting's going on, man. That's where God shows up, and God builds us. God don't want to build us to where we can just praise Him when nothing's hurting, when we got all of our bills paid, you know, where we can't enjoy it. I told Travis one time, and I'm just trying to teach him, you know, I could tell he's getting a little bit oppressed. We didn't have much work going on and all of that stuff. And so I told him, I said, get out of the house. Go up there and build your boat. You're a trader. Go do something. Get out of the house. Get your mind off of stuff. Get it on something else. See? And you know what? He felt better after that, didn't he? Because he's sitting there, no work, bills, bad, whatever the case might be. You know? How do you know the Bible says those that He will keep you in perfect peace whose minds are stayed on the Lord? Yeah. It says because them people trust Him. Yeah. It says that's because we trust Him. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise You. And Lord,